Welcome to Security Wire Weekly, a CertSecurity.com podcast for October 1st, 2008. This edition, we'll talk about a new survey of Oracle IT pros with data warehousing expert Ian Abramson. Ian is president of the Independent Oracle Users Group. Thanks for listening. I'm Rob Westerveld. A new survey of Oracle IT pros has found that company databases aren't as secure as some may think. One out of five respondents said they expect a data breach in the coming year. Over 300 Oracle IT pros were surveyed, and while DBAs are concerned with internal threats more so than malicious code and attacks from the outside, little is being done to address threats from insiders. Independent Oracle Users Group President Ian Abramson joins us to help us flesh this out and understand the survey results. Abramson is a data warehousing expert and works at a data warehousing and business intelligence firm in Toronto. He was just returned from Oracle World 2008 in San Francisco.
Well, thanks for joining us.
No problem. I appreciate the invite.
Tell us a little bit about the basis of this survey. Is this an annual survey that's done every year? And just for all intents and purposes, this is also funded by Oracle. Is that right?
Oracle is a sponsor of it, but they are not involved in the execution. And what Oracle did was put in some questions around customer satisfaction that they're interested in measuring and a few other factors that are important to them, and then basically the IOUG, the Independent Oracle User Group, we put together the questionnaire from a security perspective.
Sure, and the results of this, there was over 300 people surveyed, 300 responses, and the majority of them were, the majority of them were database administrators, correct?
Correct, yeah, it was a good proportion of them. It's a significant number, right? But the nice thing is it's not just to Oracle customers. It goes out to the IOUG base, and it also goes out to this other base of non-Oracle customers.
Respondents cited the internal threat and the abuse of privileges by IT staff as the biggest threat to database security. That seemed to be the takeaway. Mm-hmm. That was well over malicious code and attacks from outside hackers. But at the same time, few organizations are addressing database vulnerabilities that expose data to internal sources. What's your take on that, Wyatt?
Yeah, sure. You know, offloading data to a PC, we've heard of that before. Backups gone to the wrong place. But internal users, you're right, was a very interesting finding. And I'm not surprised. I work in the data warehousing and business intelligence field. So I'm really in tune with the power user because often, you know, we're the ones who actually work with the power user directly, and we get a lot of that. So it's kind of interesting because a lot of the things they talk about in here are exactly the scenarios we see. I think with a power user, it's not so much that I think you could ever eliminate the threat of a power user. I think of a power user who has to have access to the data for business purposes, at a certain point that they're going to, you know, they are going to touch sensitive information, and I think it becomes a matter of trust. But I think what also the survey showed was that really people are not taking a proactive stance to their security. There are many things any organization can do, you know, locking down the database, auditing the database, and not just auditing, but actually, using almost business intelligence to kind of determine what kind of threats you're looking for. It's no different than, you know, when I get a phone call from my credit card company and they ask me, are you on a trip right now in Europe? And I go, no. And they go, well, it looks like someone may have got your number. Because they're being proactive looking for fraud. And I think a lot of organizations today are not being proactive enough. I think the statistics showed that, you know, it was a pretty significant proportion were doing either no monitoring or ad hoc monitoring and ad hoc audit or monitoring of their audits. And I think that's as much a concern to me in terms of security, because the tools are there to do it. You just have to do it.
Why aren't they doing it? Is it just is it a cost factor? Does it cost too much? Even if the tools are in place, you still have to pay somebody to do that monitoring, right?
I think it's an interesting question. Why wouldn't they do it? But I think a lot of organizations don't look, you know, potentially are not looking at security as important a piece, and the cost and the benefit. Maybe the organizations are feeling that any investment that I'm going to make really is not worth it to us. You know, we're pretty good, and we feel confident that we have enough controls in around our data that we're not going to run into this problem. And we see this all the time. You know, the user community is definitely out there and saying to us, how can I start locking it down? So the DBAs are talking about it now. But the problem is organizations are really kind of taking a back seat right now, and I think they have to become a lot more proactive.
Has there just been more focus outside of the database, you know, putting in security structures in place around the database rather than internally?
There's always been controls around people logging into applications, logging into networks, and I think we've become pretty good at that. But I think people now are realizing that the database is a potential, actually, you know, this is an organization's most valuable asset, and how can you not protect it? So I think organizations are starting to look at that they need to protect it. And that's, you know, from an IAG perspective, from an Oracle user group perspective, we're really saying, you know, we understand you have this problem, and now we're going to help you with best practices and real-world examples of how to implement this in the most painless way and become better at protecting your information.
At the same time, it's got to be pretty complicated for companies. I bet you there's companies out there right now that don't even have a handle on the number of databases they have because they have so many of them. And
sure, I think the proliferation of databases, you're right, is a definite concern. It becomes, you know, as much of a maintenance headache, it becomes a security concern. I agree. There are databases out there that people are unaware of. I think that's why, you know, with database consolidation, which we're seeing more and more, I mean, it becomes a little easier to manage, but it is, security over, you know, let's say 500 databases is a serious task, and you have to dedicate resources and dollars and people to really, you know, making it happen. And then also having someone looking at the overall security, right? So there's a lot of different aspects in security, and I think, you know, we kind of focus on individual pieces of security instead of overall security.
Yeah.
And I think you're right now a lot. And you see the way Oracle, in terms of their direction with, like, the database vault and secure backups, you know, along those lines where now information that we wouldn't have even thought would be a risk is now being secured.
One of the findings was that 1 out of 5 respondents expects a data breach or incident over the coming year. And 1 out of 4 said all their databases are locked down against attacks. Are you surprised by both of those findings?
I was really surprised by the thought that 1 out of 5 was going to have a security breach because, and I guess it's a relative question. You know, a security breach, is it malicious or is it not, you know, is it not? I think that we often, you know, look at security and, you know, if a super user accesses the data, is that a real issue? Well, it can be, you know, if you're looking at someone's passport files or something like that. But if you're just, you know, doing testing, and I think that's another thing that I think comes out as a huge concern for people, is people using production data in development environments.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge issue. People have to really think about, you know, it's one thing to secure, and we can do a great job securing our production environment, but we're reopening the door by putting it in our development environment. And, you know, with the way development occurs these days, That to me is another place where people can really access some sensitive data that normally you wouldn't even have thought it.
Why is that happening? Is it just easy to do? Is that?
That's the basic answer to me.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, and I'm just as guilty of other people of people doing this, where it's just easier to replicate the production environment and not have to go through the time to depersonalize information, maybe just rejig some attributes that would be considered sensitive information. So I think that really becomes the issue, is that it becomes a significant effort to just create development data. Mm-hmm. So it does become difficult. These, you know, databases and these data schemas can have hundreds of tables. It is definitely a lot easier to just make a copy, but you have to put in the same sort of controls, and you do have to do more. You have to then make that data really non-useful or non-identifiable, right? So that, you know, information can't be triangulated, and you can't finally tell people what's what, but you still have to be able to develop and test against a production style environment.
I didn't see anything really on patching in this particular survey.
Mm-hmm.
But we've heard time and time again in surveys and studies that many DBAs aren't really up to date on their patching. And what factors are there that...
Well, I think from my perspective, about keeping your database current, to me, it's absolutely critical. And I think it becomes, again, it's the proactiveness of an organization. You know, are people there? Are the DBA just busy reacting to emergencies on a daily basis, as opposed to being proactive and locking down their database, ensuring that their database is up and running and that the next patch installs correctly? And, you know, there's always a lag, you know, with patch sets especially, or patches or upgrades. The concern is always that if I put it in, it's going to break something else. So, you know, you have to always go through at least a small test cycle to be able to do that. And again, it's an investment, so you have to invest in keeping your database current, just as you have to invest in keeping your database secure.
Your survey found 67% said their databases were mostly or all securely configured, but that still leaves 32%. Mm-hmm. With databases that are either partially or aren't securely configured, and some actually said that they weren't even sure if they were securely configured.
Yeah, we'd like that. Both good answers. I thought the number was actually, you know, it was high from the perspective of 32% felt that they were, you know, insecure in some way. But I thought even the number of 60% for the databases that they felt were fully secure, mm-hmm. if we dug down a little bit and looked at really, are they protecting all aspects? Are they being proactive? If you kind of correlate that number to how many people are doing, you know, encryption of their database and encryption of their backups, they're not fully secure. It's their perception that they feel they're fully secure. I think that there are a lot of risks and a lot of potential access points that could still be exploited. And I think even though we're saying people think that high a number, think it's secure, I think I would even kind of venture out based on real-world experiences that number could even be higher or lower.
One area of the survey that I thought was interesting and possibly good news for database administrators was that on whether database administration functions are outsourced, 69% said no, and 21% said yes, but only on a limited basis. We heard a lot about DBA jobs being outsourced a few years ago. What do you think has happened?
Well, I can tell you the other thing. We just recently did a salary survey of Oracle Oracle and non-Oracle professionals. But, of course, the majority were Oracle professionals, and we found DBAs who are members of user groups are actually the highest paid DBAs as well. They're making significant salaries. So what I think's happened is people are starting to see the value of having a DBA right in-house, DBA access right when they need it, where they need it. This person is a trusted individual who is an important cog in their internal organization. And I think that, you know, whenever you outsource it, it's almost you're outsourcing to a faceless DBA. You know, I don't know who's actually managing my database. When I have someone who invests, you know, kind of their career in my organization for something that's so important to my organization, I think that, you know, it definitely has a significant benefit. Therefore, I think with the outsourcing, I think it's come back where people feel, you know what, I do need someone here. I need someone in the seats in my location and doing that, and I want to keep my data here. They may outsource the data, but sometimes I'm also seeing them bring data back in-house to really ensure that they can protect it a little better and also, you know, feel the confidence in the person running their organization.
Let's talk very briefly about encryption. Are more organizations using encryption? Probably not, though, at the database level, correct?
Right. We're seeing encryption at different levels, right? The survey really, you know, showed whether or not people were using encryption with their database, right? And basically what they're seeing is, you know, either some people are using encryption, some are using limited encryption. It's about half-half that are using encryption. And I think it's a technology that people have to become comfortable with using and be able to really ensure that it provides them the value. I think the concern with encryption is that it's going to, you know, limit performance. But basically, you know, Oracle's done a pretty good job with their encryption and encrypting the entire database, if you want to really allow that, you know, using that on a full basis and making it effective.
Are we still seeing the same performance issues that we saw maybe 5 years ago?
I almost never see any performance issues that are caused by security features. There is definitely an overhead when you're using auditing, but it's so minimal. You know, like if you really look at what they're doing under the covers, it's a very minimal, a very small transaction that's occurring to manage those particular pieces. So I think less and less is becoming a concern, and I think it's still kind of, that's one of the things people still think of why, you know, maybe why people are not doing it. Is a result of that.
Do you expect the use of encryption to rise over time? I know we're hearing a lot about the cost coming down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I expect, you know, just like, you know, to me it's like all the features. I expect people to start adopting them as they become more comfortable. They start hearing better stories, better success stories. And that's exactly what the user group's there to do, is make people comfortable with these features, and then they're able to now be comfortable to go back to their boss and say, yes, we will be successful if we do this. Let's go, you know, use encryption, and let's start really protecting our database.
Sure. One of the findings from the survey, 34% of respondents said unencrypted database backups are being sent off-site. Is there a less emphasis on security with database backups?
You know, it's funny because I never really thought about database backups being encrypted or not being encrypted. So I'm one of those 34% who would have, you know, not even thought. Of course, I'm taking my backup, I'm sending it off-site because I'm a good DBA and I always send a copy off-site. And I never thought of it. I go, yeah, I guess I've now added a new security risk over there. So for me, it opened my eyes, and yes, I see this all the time where people are not encrypting their backups. And I never thought, you know, I'm now exposing myself, because we think that when we're shipping it off-site, we're shipping it to another secure location. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of the catch-22. I did my backup by sending it off, and, you know, nobody's able to access my machine. I send it off to another secure facility, and I think I'm okay. But you know what? That facility could have a breach, just like your database could have a breach.
Sure. We've heard about
this. I thought it was a very interesting finding as well.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts by going to our podcast landing page at certsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest security news and information at our news page at certsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.